good to have you in studio.
Good morning, Tony.
Well, tell me a little bit about the foundation. What does the foundation do? What's your job?
Well, you are correct. The Ingham Regional Healthcare Foundation is the charitable arm of Ingham Regional Medical Center. And really, our task is to go out and spread awareness about the not only the foundation, but the hospital itself, and to encourage support of the foundation, which basically adds value to the hospital and its services it provides to the community within its doors and outside its doors.
So the funds that the foundation takes in, where do they go?
I would say the majority of the funds go to support the hospital, specifically equipment, bricks and mortar, also educational opportunities within the hospital, and also community programs. We do have programs that reach out into classrooms and teach children about food and nutrition, and partner with other organizations in the community who are doing good services and providing great services to the community.
In 2009, how much, what was the number of dollars that the foundation raised?
2009. I tell you the truth off the top of my head, I will have to direct you to our annual report on our website. I came on board a couple months ago, and I do not have that number off the top of my head.
Do you have a goal for 2010?
2010, we do have specific goals for some of our events. And I'll have to say that our golf outing actually achieved its goal this year, which is in this economy. And it was a great accomplishment. And I give a lot of credit to our volunteers and also our golf committee chair, Jim Beck.
And, Eric, that's the next question I'm going to ask you. How in the world can you go out and ask people for money when times are so tight and money's tight?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, it's people saying that there is a value there to invest in something that ultimately does provide a service to the community. And when people see that, and also when they come to the hospital and experience the service, the customer service specifically, the quality of service that we provide, they see that, and that inspires a lot of people to give. I just know that we have had a lot of longtime friends who will go out of the way to make sure they are able to support us because they see the value. Now, in this day and time, sometimes that support is lowered. And as a charitable organization, we recognize that. Like any organization during these times, it would be negligent of us to think that any individual could continue to support us at a higher rate if they are struggling themselves. So, you know, any type of support we appreciate, if it's participating in an event or if it's contributing even at what we've received in the past or at a less level, we appreciate it all.
What's been interesting over the years as someone who's been here now for more than 10 years is to, when you think about charitable organizations, you think about the Sparrow Foundation, but after having conversations with people like you and Ed Harden from the McLaren Health Plan and from Dr. Petroff from the hospital, I think that your efforts are looking to change that and really make the help make the hospital a more high profile place to educate folks on all the cool things that are going on at Ingham.
Well, that's the thing. Right now, where we're focused at as far as the Ingham Regional Healthcare Foundation is concerned is building a board and subcommittees which are a snapshot of our community, and then letting them be our advocates, go out in the community and basically talk about the services that we provide and also encourage people to at least check us out. We always encourage people to contact us if they want a tour, see what the specific services are that we provide. We have our unique services to the community, and so does Sparrow and other healthcare providers in the community. And I think we have our niche unlike any other business in this community. And I think if you see that and you experience it, if it's personally a friend or family member, you'd recognize that Ingham Regional Medical Center has a lot to offer.
What's Ingham's niche?
Niche? Oh, boy. How about we just start simply with cardiovascular? You know, we've had, through the Chi Heart Center, a program that's bar none in the area. And I think if you talk to anybody who's experienced that, that you know we've been a leader in this community, also within the state itself. Back when open heart surgery started, that really stands out as one of our big programs. Also, orthopedics. If you look at the numbers, Ingham Regional Medical Center, orthopedic wise, is third in the state. And we have some physicians who are top-notch and are doing procedures at and within not only the state but the country are specific procedures that aren't being done anywhere else within the state sometimes. But if you look at the numbers, the McLaren system itself, which is part of Ingham Regional Medical Center is part of, we are one of the leaders in the state when it comes to orthopedic surgeries.
And Ingham has campuses all over the Lansing area.
We have our specific hospitals. We have the orthopedic hospital, the Penn campus, the one on the Green Lawn. We also have other call it urgent care centers, other areas within the community. But we also are part of the bigger picture, the McLaren system, which has hospitals throughout the state.
Talk about that relationship with McLaren. What's that mean?
Well, I kind of compare it to sometimes like McLaren is almost like the franchise in some form or fashion. Each hospital is independent of itself. But we are part of a larger group that when you get organizations together, you become stronger when it comes to doing specific things, purchasing. We save billions of dollars because of our ability to come together and leverage our strength to negotiate contracts. So because of that, we are able to save money, once again, which is passed on to the consumer and also add value to the services that we provide.
We're talking with Eric Sturdy, who is the executive director at the Ingham Regional Healthcare Foundation. You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Tough economic times make procedures and the way you do business change. How has fundraising changed over the last couple years?
Well, I think you see more of a strategic approach with relationships, at least from my standpoint. When we go out to do fund development, it's developing lifelong relationships. I try not to be the person who shows up and gives you a call and say, hey, I just need some support. Can you help us out? It's about the lifelong relationship, and that goes back to what we talked about previously. If you build that lifelong relationship, everybody has their ups and downs, be if it's business, personally. And if there's a time that you aren't able to support us, we completely understand, but we're not going to walk away and not talk to you and not going to have you involved. We're going to continue to be friends with you, keep you engaged, and understand what's going on with you. And then when your situation personally or with your business betters, then we'll still have that relationship, but hopefully we'll turn back to being able to support us.
And what's next up on the horizon for your next fundraiser?
Well, our next fundraiser actually is our Stars and Stripes Forever Gala and Concert coming up on September 11th.
It's kind of fancy, too. You got a big name coming in.
Yeah, it's an event that, typical organizations, nonprofits have a gala every year. And this is before I came on board. I came on board in May that a decision was made that specifically some friends of the foundation wanted to do something that would be on a gala. Galas tend to be somewhere between 200-300 people, black tie event, high ticket price type of event. And it didn't really have an opportunity to engage the entire community. And this family wanted to organize something that really brought the community together. And during this day and time, it was an event that reminded all of us about, you know, there's individuals out there, specifically the military, who are on a daily basis sacrificing their lives, putting their lives on the line to provide us with our freedom, but also to recognize those individuals in our community who on a daily basis are out there helping us, specifically our first responders. So through their support, we have decided to do a concert the evening of September 11th, and it's open to the community. And the concert's going to feature Lee Greenwood, best known for God Bless the USA. And our efforts, which were launched just about a month ago, for the Tri-County area, We are looking for nominations from individuals. It could be family members, friends, coworkers, to nominate police, fire, or EMS individuals who go above and beyond their job description, individuals who on a daily basis are reaching out and trying to better the community and have gone above and beyond and should be recognized because they are heroes in our community.
So this is an outdoor concert with Lee Greenwood. And is that going to be at the Country Club of
Correct.
Lansing?
Correct. We are hosting at the Country Club. They wanted to be a part of this. And sometimes you hear the term Country Club and you think exclusivity, and that's not the case. They want to be part of an event that includes the community. And so it'll be an outdoor event in their parking lot. Tickets are on sale at startickets.com, your local Meijer store. The event starts at 6:45, September 11th, rain or shine, and gates will open at 5 o'clock that evening. Just note, parking is off-site at the GM lot, and our transportation sponsor, Kelly Dean, has provided us with, through Dean Trailways, buses to bring everybody to the Country Club and participate in this great event.
Well, it should be fun. If folks want more information about that, who do they call? What's the website?
A website, www.irmc.org/foundation, or you can contact us at 975-7100.
All right, September 11th, Lee Greenwood live here in the Mid-Michigan area. Eric Sturdy is the executive director of the Ingham Regional Healthcare Foundation. Thanks so much, buddy.
Hey, pleasure to be here.